Yeah. You and I were the creepers and went to the announcer, and then the guy that...
I always thought I was the guy that came in and would be like, hey, and I would always walk in on you guys fucking...
Well, yeah,
let's
that way.
Okay, so that's just what it was.
Yeah.
Finale.
That's right. Series finale.
We're going to tie up all the loose ends.
Will Jim and Pam get divorced?
Will Jack and Kate make it all the way? Does Michael Scott die in that plane crash? Don't give any spoilers away. I haven't seen any television.
Does Andy kill himself? Because that's what they alluded to.
Do Jack and Kate get off the island alive?
You guys, what happens to Walt?
Did Hank find out? Was the whole thing in a snow globe?
Spoiler alert, it was actually a man.
I had a dream that I was running a hotel in New Hampshire. And there was a guy named Daryl, and he had another brother named Daryl.
Honey, go back to sleep. Okay. Scene.
End of scene.
Kozak.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we were referencing iconic last episodes of shows, Kozak.
The footprints were there because I was carrying you.
I finished Full House, Entourage, and Larry Sanders Show.
What's the ending of Full House?
God, I can't remember.
Mary Kate and Ashley finally fuck?
You have the most dynamic, either most dynamic taste or lack of taste.
And I saw the last, you know, I saw the last Seinfeld episode too, but it was the first Seinfeld episode I saw.
Was the finale?
It was the finale.
That tells me everything I need to know about you.
God damn it!
Yep.
Your taste is impeccable.
I mean, I watch shows.
I think impeccable.
I watch shows.
I didn't have television growing up.
Aaron Kozak, I watch shows.
We didn't have cable.
Kozak, we're in the industry. We're in the business. You have to be on top of your shit.
The biz, buddy.
This is the biz. Have you even seen the entire series of Dinosaurs?
I've seen the first season.
I'm the baby.
That's really not good. Not good enough for me.
Well, it's time.
Status update.
Begin the end.
Man, I didn't even test this shit out.
Can you let our sound guy do his thing?
Yeah. Status update.
Okay.
Status update.
We should get on. We have a big show, guys. So we should.
Status update.
Yes, we got it.
What are we doing now?
Status updates.
Thank you. If anyone ever wanted to know what the love child of Kathleen Turner and Travis Tritt would look like, just take a gander at my new driver's license photo.
God.
It's very country music oriented. A lot of people probably don't know who Travis Tritt is.
I'm gonna cut your head.
I remember the name, but I don't remember what he looks like. Didn't he have a long mullet?
I'm sure he had something country music.
That's racial towards white people. Okay. If anyone out there in Facebook land is interested in hosting an exchange student in their home, a friend of mine is looking for host families. Message me for more details about the program. And someone posted, do they play soccer? JK. I like that. racist JK. Hold on.
It's more just xenophobic. It's not even really that. It's just fun.
Okay, ready? Just got my state tax refund. It says I'm deceased. Frowny face. Dad? Daddy? Doctor, can you help my daddy? This oh, man, this is a long one.
Okay.
And it's racist.
Sounds right up our alley.
A Texas rattlesnake logic. Now the news media will spend days trying to determine why these men did what they did in Boston. They will want to know what America did to make these brothers so angry with us. They will want to know why these men were not arrested before they did something unlawful. The media will be in a tizzy about the new era of homegrown radicals and how they could live among us and still hate us. Here in West Texas, I have rattlesnakes on my place. I have killed a rattlesnake on the front porch. I have killed a rattlesnake on the back porch. I have killed rattlesnakes in the barn, in the shop, and on the driveway. I kill every rattlesnake I encounter. I kill rattlesnakes because a rattlesnake will bite me and inflict me with poison. I don't stop to wonder why a rattlesnake will bite me. It will bite me because it's a rattlesnake, and that is what rattlesnakes do. I don't try to reason with the rattlesnake. I just kill it. Now, at this point, I'm sure you're sitting here thinking, how are these two related? I don't try to get to know the rattlesnake better so that I can find a way to live with the rattlesnakes and convince them not to bite me. I just kill them. I don't quiz a rattlesnake to see if I can find out what other snakes are, where the other snakes are, because A, it won't tell me. B, I already know that they live on my place. I just kill the rattlesnake and move on to the next one. I don't look for ways that I might be able to change the rattlesnake to a non-poisonous rat snake. I just kill it. Oh, and on occasion I kill a rat snake because I thought it was a rattlesnake at the time. Also, I know that for every rattlesnake I kill, two more will lurk out there. In my lifetime, I will never be able to rid my place of rattlesnakes. Do I fear them? No. Do I respect what they can do for me? Yes. And because of that respect, I give them a fair justice. I kill them. Maybe a country should give more credit to the jihad as just being a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that's...
sound logic. And just... an excellent comparison. Because after all... rattlesnakes.
It's like, do you get it?
The rattlesnakes are the people, and the people are the rattlesnakes.
It's like
people that live their lives based on the morals of a homespun tale of, like, you know, cowboy justice.
I like hobo justice and carnival justice.
Hold on, guys. Do we have a possible pilot pitch for TNT? Cowboy justice? Hobo justice. I think hobo justice is more like a reality TV.
I would pitch that to MTV and make them like pregnant teen hobos.
But where's the justice in that? I think it'd be more of
their hobo justice. Two hobos
who have a disagreement, and we watch them fight in hobo to the court. Death.
Yeah, it's charming and
we
cute.
We could have a hobo court with a hobo judge.
That's adorable.
No, except instead of a court, so it's a Thunderdome. It's a Thunderdome type situation.
Do it.
Thunderdome.
That's the best Tina Turner.
Two hobos enter, one hobo leaves.
Two hobos enter,
one murderer leaves.
You don't think hobo Judge Judy could happen?
I think Judge Judy is already
Judge Judy lives in her dumpster. Oh, frowny face.
She doesn't. Do you know how much money that woman makes per episode? It's like $30.
Her and Suzanne Summer are like secretly the richest people alive.
They make crazy. Like, she makes
Suzanne Summer has her own planes. Like, she's...
She makes $30 million a year.
So like, what does she do to get that money?
BJs. Because women can't do anything on their own.
It's all BJs.
Her husband must be rich.
That's right. That's
I bet you she gives a good BJ if she's making that much money, though.
Truth.
I don't want to know.
All right.
You have to.
All right, ready?
I don't have to do anything.
Done people amaze me, but I just want to slap and ask, WTF?
Okay.
Well, let me reread that. Done D-O-N-E. People amaze me, but most I just want to slap and ask, WTF! Exclamation point.
Okay.
Any comments? No. Because everyone's confused.
What was she talking about?
Why was Buffalo Bill asking
that? That was an accident, but it was a happy accident.
Got people amaze me.
Oh, she big fat person. Ready? I hate my life. I need a substantial change in my life quick before I go insane. Is there a 12 step for this situation? Frowny face.
Really putting it out there. Really putting the sadness out there.
Hey, just so you know, I'm struggling.
And this is my favorite thing.
I need attention.
And I wish I could show everyone in the world the picture, but my friend put a picture of Jonathan Brandis in Ladybugs when he's wearing the girl wig as her profile picture. Let me show you. Don't read the comments yet. Just see the picture. Okay. Remember this picture? Google it.
Okay.
And the comments are nice. And the second one is, I only ever had a crush on Jonathan Brandis when he was Martha, the lady character. And then the third comment, did he die? The fourth comment, I think he killed himself before he was 30. Frowny face.
And I just love that. Before he was 30.
My friend put that picture in the profile. It just got dumped.
It got so dark.
I think he died.
I think he died before he was 30.
And then he suicide. LOL.
I can just hear the sucking through the teeth on that.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I'm so sorry.
All right. We have our final three. Fatty updates. Guys,
final
this is
three.
It.
Fatty updates.
I don't know if
fatty,
I mentioned this. This is our last show. We feel like I have fatty and I have train wreck, and that's it. Then you're all going to have to
just wonder what happened.
Email me and check in on fatty because I'll never reveal fatty's identity.
Sure, okay. We will. If you ask,
I will. I'll text it to you. Fatty number one. So McDonald's has this unlimited time strawberry and cream pie that is basically the best thing I've ever had.
Oh,
I'll try that.
Yeah. Fatty recommends it, man. I'm in.
She's got what a palate. She's got a palate. Does anybody want to share
pie?
This
strawberry and cream
Does anybody
pie?
Want to share these six strawberry cream pies that I bought from McDonald's? An hour later, nobody wants to share them. Okay.
All right.
I would eat that.
Fatty number two.
I'll eat that.
I asked the chef at my job, in theory, what a girl should cook for a guy she's into, and he said it doesn't really matter. Just serve dessert after and serve it naked. Thanks, chef.
He's not wrong.
You're not getting weird naked dessert.
Weird naked dessert.
Naked sundae. I'm going to put a whipped cream sundae on Jack.
And we're married. I don't care if you serve me naked or not. But some hot new young waitress? Rockin'.
All right. Fatty number three. This is the last fatty.
This is the last fatty.
That was the last time I do that sound effect.
Let's just talk about the last.
No, that was it.
I'm going to start crying. All right, ready?
It's the last thing.
It's the last time. Ready?
It's the last time we did that last time.
Fatty update. Dear dinner delivery.
Oh, Mexican- you messed up the last one.
I didn't stick the landing. I'm landing. God
let's
damn
just
it.
Not even
All right,
say
ready?
It.
Fatty update.
Fatty update.
Dinner delivery. Mexican food of unreliable quality that is not horrible for me, or pizza of absolutely not for sure delicious, but absolutely the worst thing I could be eating. Thoughts?
Pizza. Pizza's not
Two
that
people
bad.
Liked it, and everyone voted pizza. Pizza's so, guys, not that bad. We leave Fatty in her dinner food delivery dilemma with people encouraging her to order pizza.
I'm telling you, we still haven't proven it yet, but there is somebody out there. There's some sort of stalker who is masturbating
really
to
into
her,
it.
To her food.
Maybe it's us.
Body. It's ultimately, it's ultimately it
nice.
Is us. Ultimately,
it's always been us.
It's us and you, our viewers. Or our listeners, rather.
All right, ready?
We're all masturbating
we are all
right now.
And now, our final train wreck.
Final train wreck.
So, guys, bye-bye. He's been engaged. He's broken up. He's had restraining orders issued against him. He has issued restraining orders himself. He's been single for quite some time.
He's got quite a lawyer bill
and
every year.
And here we are. I'm actually going on a date on a Saturday night. First time in a while. Wish me luck or say a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So,
good.
I like to think that
embarking, that one. This is going to be the last one, I'm
this
sure.
This is it. I have never been happier. Things are looking up. She's the one. She's an angel. She's perfect.
If I had one complaint, I keep catching her in bed with other guys.
All right.
Oh.
Ready?
I'm going to have... Is this more?
Final status update.
More train wreck?
No, the last... Oh. Day,
final status update.
Don't
the
cry.
Last one.
Don't cry. Off to Lowe's I go. Ugh. I loathe Lowe's. I don't understand anything in there except for shiny new appliances. I would rather go back to merchandising my closet. I get that. but this gets my garage door / front door painted by the Hubs. That's all you ever need to know about Facebook.
Okay.
Dislike.
Alright.
Well, there goes that. There goes that status updates.
That was it, guys. Are you super sad?
Yeah.
News on the news?
News on the news!
Mother of girl allegedly molested by prejudiced humble teacher speaks out.
Wait, prejudiced humble teacher?
Humble, Texas.
Oh, okay.
There we are. The humble private school teacher accused of fondling a student has been charged with indecency with a child, but is denying allegations by saying she's prejudiced. Officials say the incident involving Irene Stokes, 61, allegedly happened on March 22nd inside a classroom at Northwest Preparatory Academy, which is located in the 600 block of Charles Street. It's just nasty. You 61, you grown, you have no business touching on nobody's child, said the victim's mother. Uh-huh. The victim said that she was in the classroom alone with the teacher and that the teacher touched her on the outside of her clothes, on what she called her private parts, her vaginal area, said Humble Police Department. The six-year-old said she told the teacher to stop. Irene Stokes, 61, told her to get out of the classroom. The girl told investigators that Stokes made her stand out in the hallway outside of the class and then refused to allow her to eat lunch or take a test. Law and order was on, and there was a subject about that. I told my kids, if anyone ever touched you or anything like that, let me know, said the victim's mother.
Way to go, Law and Order.
A few minutes later, I like that it took Law and Order to make her go, that's wrong.
Sometimes whatever it takes to make you have the conversation.
A few minutes later, the mother said her daughter started crying. That's when she told me she was touched, said the victim's mother. I said, touch her how? She said she touched my private area.
She touched my private.
The child's mother contacted school officials and was able to confirm that the girl did not eat lunch at school that day. Stokes denied the allegations. She said she doesn't even like to touch the black children on their hand. She shies away when they try to hug her. She admitted to being prejudiced. Well, that's just charming.
Look, wow. I'm a
bigot.
If a
black child hugs me,
I'm not touching no.
Get that kid off me. Jesus. It's black. It's an all basically dominant black school, so why were you there anyways? Yeah. Asked the victim's mother.
Yeah.
I'm hurt, angry to the fullest. I feel like you send your kids to school to learn. Do you feel that way? So because that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
You know, that's funny. The funny part too is that like, so either my daughter's teacher is a bigot or a fucking molester. Child molester. Yay!
I like that the woman claimed molester.
Or what I really think, which is true, I mean, is that they're both.
Truth. So that happens.
Are you finishing?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I just found it fascinating. Kozak, were you ever molested by a racist?
No, never.
Can you prove it?
Yes.
I don't think you can.
Landon? What? You're racist. Have you ever molested any black children?
No. Because I don't, you know.
Case closed.
I don't like. I shy when they try to hug me.
Ugh.
Because, you know, I can't stand the love of another human being that's a different color of me.
Well, it's good. See, yeah. We're trying to keep our race pure.
Yeah.
Obama 2016.
That's so fucked up. I mean, obviously, it's like, do you think she gets, I mean,
tenure?
Can they fire her right there?
They did fire her. No, wait. Did she go on record and say that, or did mom say that she said that?
That was her defense.
Saying, I shy away from
I wouldn't
kids.
Do that because I wouldn't touch a black person.
I think it's cute.
That's wonderful.
So I hired her to be our future nanny for our demon spawn children. Yay. I'm not pregnant.
Well, I plan on having black kids. Sorry.
With Kozak.
Are they going to come out your butt? Hey, are they going to come out your butt?
Kozak doesn't know how sex works.
He doesn't know how pregnancies work.
He still doesn't know. All right.
The babies crawl out of your butt.
Ready?
Yes.
Romanian lawyer sues his bishop and four priests claiming they failed to properly exorcise flatulent demons in his house.
Okay.
He claims... a Romanian lawyer is suing his local Orthodox bishop and four priests, claiming they failed to properly exorcise flatulent demons that were forcing him out of his home.
The best part is that he's a lawyer.
Madeline something. whatever, accused the five of fraud after they turned up several times to exorcise the demons, which were responsible for the bad smells that were ruining his business. He claimed that after the failed exorcism, the demons started haunting him at his home in central Romania. The case alleging religious malpractice is reportedly the first time there's been such an allegation made at a Romanian court. The four priests have all tried and failed to exorcise the demons, according to the legal papers that named Bishop Constantine Ergatu, even though he had not been to the property, as he was in charge of the priests who had been there. The case has also been rejected by the lower courts in Romania, blah, blah, blah. He told the court, if they are accused, if the accused represent the way of God, then God's ways are crooked. They did not remove the demons that made these bad smells, as they promised to do, and I still see all sorts of demons in the form of animals, usually crows, but also other things that are making my life miserable.
There's also other things.
Mostly crows. When I am at home, they switch the TV on and off at all times. They make foul smells that give me headaches and basically roam unhindered around my house and my business. The man produced his mother.
Oh, never mind.
The man produced his mother to back up his claim, saying that even the hairdryer was possessed and a black shadow came out of it when anyone tried to use it. Smoke. And she also said the fridge was infested by flatulent demons that she confirmed left foul smells about the property. How much bad food do you have in your fridge right now? So
Kozak actually looks like he's convinced that it's real.
I just think that's scary.
Shut up. That he farts it's so much spooky. That he thinks his house is haunted. Landon, your toots have to be produced by demons.
There's no other human cause that could be relegated to that.
I'll tell you this much. I do not allow flatulent demons in this house. High five.
You're the Landon. Flatulent demon.
He has to wait until I leave.
Yeah. That's what I do, too, by the way.
Divorce. Does Bethy let your flatulent demons fly? That's gross. She should care. You should care.
Nobody
and
cares.
So should you, Landon. Quit stepping on ducks. So gross. All right, final fucking Florida.
Final
fucking Florida.
Florida
fucking
man.
Florida. I'm trying to step on my announcement.
Florida man has penis sliced off in temp job accident.
See, that's more like the ultimate fucking Florida.
Yes,
there we
it
go.
Is. Here's the reason number 342 why getting work through a temp agency sucks. Having your pecker and balls sliced off by a foam cutting machine.
Oh, wait, a foam cutting?
Foam cutting. Edgardo Tousset is suing Spartan Staffing in Hillsborough County Court after the temp agency sent him to work at Future Foam, Foam of the Future, a manufacturing plant near Orlando, where he had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day after a machine cut off his junk. Tousset, who hails from Puerto Rico and doesn't speak or write English, claims that he received, quote, no orientation or other formalized instruction or training in preparation for his temporary work assignment as a peeler machine helper. According to the complaint report, he was put to work at a peeler machine, which already sounds like something you shouldn't have your penis anywhere near.
Probably not.
The machine uses a spinning razor-sharp blade to cut carpet foam. Kozak is flinching, which means you might want to put down that bagel before you keep reading the story. One day, Tousset was working the peeler when he suddenly came into contact with the machine's spinning blade. And by, quote, contact, we mean the blade completely severed his dick and balls off like a pubic deli meat slicer going to town God. On a Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey. How's that for your morning?
They're going to win the Pulitzer for this one.
The Pulitzer. High five, the Thousand Angels. Wow. I won. Wow. That being said, podcast. You guys, I was raised by a really strong father. The peeler machine apparently requires two people, that's dose people, poor Mr. Tusett, to operate, possibly to make sure no one's balls gets clipped off while slicing foam. It's unclear if he was operating the machine by himself per safety precautions, although safety goggles would do very little to help out at this point. However, according to the complaint, this apparently wasn't the first time an employee at Future Foam had themselves an accident with the evil peeler machine. Although the complaint doesn't specify exactly what the other accidents were, it's not unreasonable at this point to think that a company that has people operating razor-sharp spin blades at crotch level is just begging for a lawsuit.
Maybe.
All right.
Wow.
Nice.
Did you like it?
Nice.
Thought it was romantic.
Anna.
Yeah?
Enough.
Hey. What if we move on to our skits portion? Yeah. So we have Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
That we're gonna read now. Is that and what... we're gonna do
Talking with Tyler Perry.
What so else? What else we got?
We have Connecting with Crazy.
Connecting with Crazy.
We have Lonely House Arrives Erotica Hour.
Lonely House Arrives Erotica Hour.
We have Connections with Kozak.
Connections with Kozak.
Craigslist Kozak.
We're just connecting all over the place.
Master Date Theater.
Master Date Theater.
And finally, voicemails.
Voicemails.
Finally, voicemails. Finally, voicemails.
Finally, voicemails. All right.
Are we ready? Here.
Hold on, let me pull up.
This is good radio.
This is my favorite Tyler Perry. It's real short, but it's worth it.
Okay. Give us an announcement here, because I...
Talking with Tyler Perry. Hey, Anna. If your mom is alive, make every moment count. Happy Mother's Day. Tyler.
That's it. That's my favorite thing. Hey, if your mom is alive, make every moment count. It's pretty good.
Thank you, TP. Thanks for the email, TP. Oh, appreciate
Guys,
it, buddy.
I hope he moves on to make Hallmark cards.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
All right, do we have our scripts?
Our scripts
for our Canadian illegal drugs.
Okay. I think it's scrimps.
Scrimps. I love scrimps.
Uh-huh. It sounds like you're saying shrimp.
Would you like a muscle relaxer? Or like
in? All right. Kozak, give us an announcement.
Lonely Housewives Erotica Hour.
Welcome to the final episode of Lonely Housewives Erotica Hour. Our hero, Elsie Sinclair, is shopping for home appliances while her husband works as a door-to-door salesman. Let's see what old... Elsie is getting into today.
All this machinery sure is confusing for a dame like me. What's the difference between an icebox and a blender?
Hey there, ma'am. I'm Allison James, and I'm the top salesman here at Worthington Appliances. What can I help you with today?
Aw, gee, I'm just trying to find some new appliances sure. for my kitchen. I'm alone an awful lot, and my husband said it'd keep me from getting lonely.
Well, why don't we take a look over at this dryer over here?
A dryer? But I don't need a dryer.
Haven't you ever tried the spin cycle?
Oh, goodness.
Yes, excellent.
Gee, that was swell. What else can you show me?
Golly, you're insatiable. Take a look at this extra deep freezer.
I say, what is the meaning of this?
Mr. Worthington?
Sir, I'm so sorry, but this fast and loose broad just wouldn't stop trying to give me the business.
Aw, gee, all I wanted was a little pull and tickle before I bought a new blender.
Say, are you passing out pulls and tickles? I am, after all, on my lunch break.
The more the merrier.
Oh yeah. Sir, very well. I'm gonna need a dryer sheet.
Orgasm. And thus concludes our Lonely Housewives Erotica Hour. We'd like to thank our loyal fans for being there for our favorite slut, Elsie Sinclair.
Yay!
Bravo! Ooh.
Thank you.
Good acting.
I'd like to thank my father for always being there.
I'm sorry, right. I stumbled a couple times.
Guys, in the theme of laughs, I actually received my last email from Hawk. Let's do Connecting with Crazy.
Connecting with Crazy.
Wow.
What are you doing?
I know. I got a last email from him, guys. This was the reason why we're retiring. All right.
Real quick, is this just a direct email from him, or is this like one of the part of the group emails?
It's a group email.
Oh, okay.
Greetings, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I am no longer living on Canyon Drive. I can reveal the street name. I've moved to Idaho. The email address I've been using will be retired. If you're still in California, good luck. Hawk. P.S. And he has sent a link for a 2-hour and 23-minute long strategic relocation for a film by the Alex Jones Channel.
Oh, boy.
So that is...
Here we go.
Our last...
That's why he moved to Idaho. Or is that Idaho or Iowa?
Idaho.
Idaho.
What's the difference? Am
there's
I right?
There's quite a huge difference. States. What are you talking Fly about? Over states. No, that's not. There's a huge difference.
Isn't Alex Jones in Texas?
Where is he? Are you masturbating? What's happening?
No, I hurt my hand.
Masturbating?
Masturbating.
Well, with your see, left hand? There you go. You weren't wrong. Ugh. I don't know fucking where Alex filthy. Jones lives, but.
Guys. We have connections with Kozak.
Connections. Wait, that's not what it's called, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Misconnections Kozak.
Misconnections Kozak. Don't you shake your
I
head.
I will shake my head.
All right,
I will shake my head into the mic.
All right, so you have three, so we need some lovely background jazz music.
Well, we could just pick up where we left off. Frankly.
Hey, if your dad's alive, make every moment count.
Make every moment count.
Happy
yes.
Father's Day. So it's
oh, man.
That one, and then that one, and then that one. Okay?
Smart and final. Man for woman. 39. Whittier. Santa Fe Springs. I literally ran into you at the Smart and Final in Whittier, Santa Fe Springs. Wednesday afternoon. You look amazing in the dress you were wearing. Black with white. You resemble a more mature Eva Mendez. You really blew me away, and it was kind of cute when you tried to walk out the entrance.
Because she was running away from me.
If you remember, and you would reply, I would love you right. Put color of mini.
I'm assuming a mini coupe. Because he probably followed her to her car.
Probably. Okay. Wow.
You were pumping gas into your pumping machine. Woman for man.
Twist.
Rancho Cucamonga. Yes. I was trying to flirt, but I don't think I did a very good job. I would like a second chance. Smiley face emoticon.
That's it. And then one more.
You were pumping gas into your pumping machine.
Well, ooh, hey there, stranger.
First of all, what is a pumping machine? Second of all, what kind of person who pumps gas into their pumping machine is looking at Craigslist misconnections?
He probably doesn't have a computer.
Or a knowledge of what Craigslist is.
All right, third one.
Beautiful lady who walks her two dogs. Man for woman. 46. Wrigley. I see you walking your two dogs in the morning. I find you very attractive and sexy. I'm sure you're married, and so am I. Tell me, what type of dog do you walk?
I'm sure you're married. I'm married.
So am I. No big deal.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
Well.
That would be our...
our last...
connections with Kozak.
Last connections with Kozak.
And... all right. Would you like to do... ladies' choice. Which... in what order? Would you like to do Master Date Theater or Craigslist Kozak?
Craigslist
first, and then we'll do Master Date. Okay, ready? So I'm going to read the Craigslist ad out loud. And in tradition, I will hand Kozak my computer.
I love that we're telling everyone behind the scenes.
In which we are improvising. I will be the person who is responding to the ad. Yes. And Kozak will be the person who wrote the ad. We clear on the rules?
I'm clear.
I'm excited. Editing. All right, ready? Last one. You don't care anymore. You help me, I help you, Long Beach area. You have a place to live. Share my place.
Wait. Isn't it Kozak who reads these?
I thought I read them and then handed it to him.
You read them and hand them to me.
My bad.
Oh my gosh. You help me, I help you, Long Beach area. You have a place to live. Share my place. Learn my business from the ground up. Sales associate. Administration associate. Must be computer savvy. You must be single, unattached. Two words. Attractive, fit lady to attract new business. Industrial market. Helps if you are a little tomboy. Please forward job history or resume with recent business or casual photos. More than one. ASAP. Available immediately. You ready?
Maybe a tranny if I'm drunk.
I think this is a tranny. All right. Kozak initially shakes his head as if to indicate, I don't see what's weird about this ad. You ready?
Good early analysis,
this is
Kozak.
The ad I put out for my assistant that I'm right now.
Seems like a total.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
Hi, I'm here to apply for the job position.
You help me?
Yeah, that's why I...
You help me?
Yes.
I help you.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm here. What was the... I'm confused because the ad wasn't exactly clear.
You have a place to live.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Share my place.
Well, no, I mean, I kind of...
You have a place to live.
Yeah.
Share my place.
I'd be more comfortable, I think, staying at my place.
Share my place. Learn my business from the ground up.
Okay, so what can you tell me what your business is exactly?
Sales associate.
Admin associate. what am I?
Must be computer savvy.
Yeah, I know computers.
Learn my business from the ground up.
What? Can you tell me exactly what your business is?
Well, my first question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you single?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Are you unattached?
I have a boyfriend.
Why does that matter
for my job?
Well, I can see you're an attractive fit lady. So
thank you.
You did make this part. But to attract new business?
Uh-huh.
To attract new business.
Yes.
To attract new business.
Go on.
Industrial market.
Do you actually have a business?
Helps if you're a little tomboy. Helps. Doesn't hurt.
I'm not a tomboy, actually. I'm just sort of...
You're an attractive fit lady. Helps if you're a little tomboy.
Okay. I'm not a tomboy. Industrial business.
Learn it from the ground up.
You keep saying business, but what is your business?
What is your job history?
Well, I'd be more comfortable if you could tell me what this business is.
Do you have any casual photos?
You mean like me in casual attire or like casually posing?
Casual photos.
Just like iPhone photos.
Can I have one? Give me one. Give me one right now.
I feel like I'm uncomfortable
giving
you one.
Hi, I'm sorry. Hi. Sorry to interrupt. Excuse me. What are you guys doing on our workspace?
You have a place to live?
I'm sorry.
You have a place to live?
Yes, I do. And
share my place.
This is my...
share my place.
This is our...
Learn my business from the ground up.
This is our industrial warehouse. What are you guys doing here?
Sales associate.
You know, I probably should have just driven off when I saw an abandoned warehouse.
Yeah, this is not abandoned. We're actually working here. What are you two people doing?
Attractive, here? Fit lady.
Yes, I see her, but what is your name,
to
sir?
To attract new business.
I think
maybe. I don't think he has a business. I think he was going to put me in his trunk and make me live with him.
Well, I think maybe you guys should probably.
Casual photo. Please provide a casual photo.
He seems to be repeating the same phrases.
More than one. It's
almost as if he's reading from a script or something.
I'm confused about what casual photo means for him.
ASAP available immediately.
All right.
ASAP available immediately.
And save.
I'm going to take a cab home because I didn't drive here.
ASAP available immediately.
Yeah, I'm not available.
Casual photos.
I'm
more
not
than
bringing
one.
Any more pictures.
Attractive fit lady.
I touched Kozak's thigh when I got the computer. Ugh. Does that count for cheating?
That was the last time. That was the last time.
And in grand finale form.
Master Date Theater.
Guys, this is our last Master Date Theater.
That's like old times.
Just like old times. Just are you getting like nostalgic now?
Craigslist I thought went well.
I liked Craigslist.
That was fun.
Did you have fun?
I had fun with that one.
Casual photos.
Good. Casual photos.
We're going to take some casual photos.
The short sentences.
Were they sentences?
The not really sentences.
Disjointed
two word phrases.
Are you just saying things that you see, Kozak? Or?
I love desk.
Mm-hmm.
I love microphone.
Brick, are you just seeing things in the room and just saying you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you actually love the lamp?
I love
or?
Lamp.
Okay. I love lamp. All right. Let's move on.
Master Date Theater.
Master Date Theater.
All right. Patriot Pony 1986 is the username. He is 26, male, straight, and single from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Self-summary. I'm a proud conservative American and brony, in parentheses, male My Little Pony fan.
Wow.
I work very hard to enmesh the philosophy of Ayn Rand within the framework of tolerance and love espoused by Pink Pie and Friends.
Wow, this guy is someone I have to meet. I gotta meet this
I'm
guy.
I'm something of an intellectual and would love to discuss politics or cartoons with some pony near me in the future. Please understand that if we were to meet, in all caps, I am the man in the relationship. What I'm trying to do with my life. Trying to finish the first draft of my ebook entitled Serfdom in Equestria, an expose on the liberal agenda slowly eroding freedom in the My Little Pony universe.
Oh, man.
I'm really good at fashion.
I'm really good at fashion.
Kozak, were you listening to all of that? Did you absorb it?
I was Googling brony.
He defines it.
I know. I just wanted to see if that was a real thing.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely is a real thing. Right. It's like a huge thing, apparently.
Weird.
It's one of the weirdest
things. Is it weird? Is that weird?
This dude does look like that guy, though.
We
that
can get in. Let's get into it afterwards. But yeah, bronyism is a odd thing.
Is it weird?
Well, no, it's weird. What's weird about it is how widespread it something that's so uniquely bizarre is. You know, like, it's... Anyways.
All right. Hi. I'm Denise. I read your profile and I'm...
Hi.
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 Do you want to go inside or should we...
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Let's go inside.
Did you bring any My Little Ponies?
No, was I supposed to? My sister.
Did you read the profile?
No, my sister just sort of found the profile and thought that you looked like a fun guy. So, what happened?
Didn't bring any ponies at all. Not one pony. Well, let's talk about something else then.
Okay, great. Can we sit down?
Sure.
Great.
So, what would you say is your favorite book?
Favorite book? Maybe Gone with the Wind.
Incorrect.
Why? What's your favorite book?
Ayn Rand.
Wow. It's not really incorrect if I disagree with... If we have different favorite books, it's not incorrect.
Ayn Rand is the best.
What book of hers specifically?
My Little Pony... The story of the My Little Ponies and the...
Do you know who Ayn Rand is?
in Rand.
Uh-huh.
The one about the ponies where the globe, the one you put the globe on the ponies carry the globe.
Where is our waiter? Like a dream. What else are you into besides Ayn Rand pony novels? Fascinating.
I would like to discuss politics someday.
So, well, we can discuss politics if you want. I mean,
would you say that you're a pony?
Am
I wanted
a pony?
To have some pony to discuss the politics with me. Would you describe?
Are you saying,
if you had to pick an animal that you were, would it be a pony?
No, I'd probably be like a giraffe or an antelope or something.
It'd be a pony, I think.
You're just moving forward. Okay.
So what do you think about, if we were to have a relationship?
Okay. Okay. Naturally.
Would you want to be the man or the woman?
Well, I'm a woman. So
I'm the man.
Hopefully. I mean, not you specifically, but I would hope that you're a man, right?
Do you know who Pink Pie is?
No, is that a porn star?
No, I think it's a pony. Pink Pie has some friends.
Okay.
And
are you sure it's not a porn star?
They talk about Ayn Rand all the time.
They're ponies that talk?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is her waiter?
I think there's something about rainbows, too, I'm pretty sure.
Sorry.
Hi. Yeah. Can I get two Jack and Coke doubles?
I just didn't take the hint. What did you need?
Two Jack and Coke doubles.
Okay, and...
No, he's fine.
Do you have some hay and some and water in a trough?
Okay.
Can I get some chicken fingers to go also?
Chicken fingers to
go. Yeah, just bring like a straw with those two cups.
Have a My Little Pony coloring book?
Yes.
With some crayons.
With crayons, okay, sir.
Oh, like extra crayons.
Extra crayons, all right.
He's
pink.
Pink.
We're not together.
Uh-huh. Sure, ma'am. We're no judgments here. Anybody want any apple fritters?
No.
We don't have
as
those.
Quickly
we
as possible for those cocktails and that just chicken fingers to go
those.
On the fly.
I'm probably not going to be back here for like
put it in for
minutes.
On the fly, please.
We don't have
I will pay you $200 cash.
Our system doesn't allow for something like that.
If you
that.
Can just bring the drinks and food as quick as possible and then I'll leave.
Yeah, I don't accept bribes. I like awkward situations and I like to see them unravel.
Okay.
So I'm just going to stand over here and watch. Sorry.
You have a book.
I've written a book.
Oh. Okay, what'd you write a book about?
It's called Serfdom in Equestria.
Okay.
And it's about how the liberal media is, they're destroying My Little Ponies in the pony universe. Did you know this is happening?
I'm sorry, the pony universe?
It's a story about Ayn Rand and a group of ponies and how they...
Okay.
They go through the My Little Pony universe.
Okay, sir. Here's your hay and your trough of water, and I will be back with your drink and food.
Seriously? That's
like
what you got first?
That was
you
the
had that, first
most
of all?
Easily available.
I'm disappointed.
And then you brought that first?
Ma'am, do you know where you are? This is a brony bar.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is a brony bar?
You didn't
bar?
Say any of my clothes. And did you know that fashion is what I'm good at? I'm really good at it, and you didn't even notice it at all.
Sir, you're a coloring book and you're crayons.
Do you know who Ayn Rand is?
Ayn Rand.
I'm still confused about that stuff.
Ayn Rand is that guy who...
All right, I'm going to go.
Put a globe on the pony.
Uh-huh.
And the ponies...
Sir, you're pink crayons.
Oh, my God. Cancel my order, for fuck's sake. I don't think this
is
my
little pony
I'm
universe.
Out of shouting distance.
We don't want the queers to get married.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I'm going to go to a human bar next door.
My little ponies,
booze
we don't like abortions.
Ugh. No one likes abortion.
Ma'am, your fried zucchini to go.
Oh my God. Who the fuck orders fried zucchini?
Isn't that what you ordered? Fried zucchini to go? And you wanted two glasses of Malibu rum?
Oh, what do I look like? Justin? High five inside joke. All right.
I'm the man.
Let's end on that one.
It was one of the better ones.
On the Justin.
That one went great.
Thank you.
I really did a good job.
I really did a good job.
I got literally everything in. From
literally?
I got everything.
And that's, you know, again, that's the goal.
Literally.
Literally.
We have voicemail.
Did you see the Daily Show where the guy said light rally? Did you see that?
Light rally.
The guy was reading something on the news, and John Stewart played the clip, and he goes, instead of saying literally, he read it light rally. And John Stewart would not let it go. It's just
light,
like,
rally.
Light rally. Light rally. That's what just happened on the news. It was from like 2 days ago. You got to watch it. It's so
oh
funny.
My God. Light rally. I love it.
Here we go.
Good stuff.
Voicemail number
Sorry,
one.
Sorry, wait, real quick.
Real
for
quick.
The record.
For the record.
What level of Upright Citizens Brigade improvisation did you
the
complete?
First level.
You only completed level one?
I only
one?
Completed the first. I'm going to go back
I'm
going to
say
finish.
That's impressive. You're yep. going to go back and finish.
I'm going to go back and finish.
When?
Probably starting as soon as I can, as soon as this play ends.
Do it.
Here we go. I'm doing
advertise play, it. This is your last opportunity.
25 plays per hour at the Hollywood Fringe Festival.
I wrote one of them.
And I wrote one of them.
The best Zach wrote one. How many of them?
I wrote, I don't know, several.
20. He wrote 24 of them, and I wrote one of them. Landon co-wrote the intro to all of them.
I didn't do it.
It's going to be fun. Come hang out at Fringe Festival.
Yay.
Get drunk.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Hey, guys. It's me, Jerry. Just read on Facegay that this is the final episode of this wildly inappropriate podcast. Well, you made a lot of friends, had some good times, but now you're going back to simply being a boozer, a user, and a loser. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I'm a better person for listening, but I can say that I'll tickle your Jimmy in a back alley for a Percocet and a can of Pringles. Well, I guess this is good. G-Spot! Go Habs! Go! Good times! Sorry. My Tourette's kicks in when I'm sad. Goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye, Jerry. That was so good.
And right. Thank you, Jill, for hooking us up with Jerry. That was
thank
great.
You, Jill Klopp.
And, guys... I'm scared because the Google Voice usually transcribes these voicemails and, you know, to words. And it's usually horrible, by the way. It's usually completely wrong. But even they didn't even try to transcribe what's on this next message.
This feels fitting for the last voicemail.
And I seriously don't know what this is. Anna maybe may have heard them. I haven't heard this yet. So here we go.
Yay!
Hey, someone's sad.
Yay! Guys, I would like to thank both of you because I think you have been hilarious.
Oh my god,
so
you guys.
Fun.
We were really hilarious.
We were all really funny. Do you remember Brent Black?
I remember Brent Black. Remember to be number two on Podomatic?
I do. Remember being number two on Podomatic? Do you remember all that merchandise we sold?
The merchandise sold so much.
Do you remember our Superfan so episode?
Superfan episode.
When Santa came twice.
That's right.
Once on your back.
Once on my back. Do you remember Joy came and talked about the dead bodies?
Do you remember Joy came on Santa?
Do you remember when Megan came and did her last name? Remember Tony Dosa?
Remember Josh Morrison?
Remember Michael Burnett? Michael Burnett came on.
What a douchebag.
Chelsea? Big? Yes. Remember when Chelsea was our first guest?
That's right.
When I was drunk from work. Do you remember?
That's right. Yeah. You were work drunk.
Do you remember when we used to make Kozak try to identify ingredients in my dinners?
Yeah. I was good at that.
Where we all like, got really fucked up before podcasts and then we did them?
And we ate those brownies.
We ate those lazy cakes.
We still have
our unofficial
box,
sponsor.
The lazy
I still have like 10 of them.
Yes.
and I need to get rid of them. So
does they never go bad?
They're going in the garbage for one of they our. They literally hobos.
Never go bad. They are don't. Made of preservatives.
They're good. Do you want them? You no, can take I don't one of those them. With an Adderall and just see what happens.
Just see what happens. Just see what happens. But be near a hospital.
But be near a hospital is always in parentheses before you take any drugs. Sort of.
But be near a hospital. Life lesson.
I would like to thank everybody, our super fans, our non-super fans, our overseas fans, our people in Dubai and Hong Kong and Texas and Kansas and Chicago and California. We had everyone listening.
Mumbai.
The whole world listened at one point.
It's been so fun. The whole world is listening. I love you all. This is not our last podcast ever in the future, but this is our last. That being said, we're done. Yes. We love you all. Thank you so much. I'm Anna Youngblood.
I'm Aaron Kozak.
And I'm the bitter end. Good night.
Bye.